Today is Tuesday, August 27th. What to know today about a landmark court ruling involving America's opioid crisis, and which areas are preparing for a possible hurricane. Plus, Instagram's new messaging app, Starbucks' new pumpkin spice drink, and the politics and prizes at the VMAs. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's being called a landmark decision. The first court ruling to hold a pharmaceutical company responsible for one of the worst drug epidemics in American history. And it involves one of the world's biggest healthcare companies. So, an Oklahoma judge ruled against the company Johnson & Johnson, saying yes, Johnson & Johnson helped create the state's opioid crisis there in Oklahoma. The judge says the state proved that Johnson & Johnson used misleading marketing and promotion tactics that led to more opioid addiction, overdose deaths, and babies exposed to opioids. You may know Johnson & Johnson for its products like soap, baby powder, and Band-Aids, but the New York Times reports Johnson & Johnson also supplies ingredients that other drug companies use for opioids, as well as sells its own. We're talking about highly addictive prescription painkillers like oxycodone. So because of the alleged dangerous marketing tactics, Johnson & Johnson is now ordered to pay more than $500 million to the state of Oklahoma. The company does plan to appeal, saying the state did not have the evidence to show those accusations are true. Earlier this year, other drug manufacturers took a different route. Both Purdue Pharma and Teva Pharmaceuticals settled with the state of Oklahoma instead of allowing this to go to court. They still paid millions of dollars and both denied any wrongdoing. By the way, the $572 million that Johnson & Johnson now has to pay the state is a lot less than the $17 billion prosecutors were asking for. So CNBC says Johnson & Johnson's stock price actually went up a bit after this news. This was the first court ruling about this issue, but it may not be the last. There are more than 2,000 similar opioid lawsuits against drug manufacturers, retailers, and other companies in various cities and states across the U.S. We have a few final things to tell you from the G7 summit yesterday, as some world leaders wrapped up meetings there in France. First, President Trump said China wants to make a deal, and that Chinese officials have reached out to restart trade talks if they can do it in a calm way. That said, Reuters reports China is not confirming one way or the other, at least not at this point. Remember, the trade war between the world's two largest economies has been going on for about a year now. And just in the last few days, things have gotten more tense with a round of new tariffs from both countries set to start next month. And there's another deal that could also be in the works, unexpectedly. President Trump now says he's open to a meeting with Iran's president within a few weeks. The New York Times says if he does meet with Iran's leader, this would be the first face-to-face meeting of its kind since the 1980s. But it's still a bit of a long shot. The leaders haven't been getting along since Trump pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, and the U.S. put tough sanctions on Iran, badly hurting its economy. So some Iranian officials say there's no negotiating with Trump. We'll see what happens next. And finally, the G7 countries pledged $20 million to help fight fires in the Amazon rainforest. It's actually not a lot of money, but French President Emmanuel Macron says he hopes it will at least draw attention to the fires. The leaders discussed that and other climate issues at a planned meeting yesterday, but President Trump was the only no-show at that climate meeting. CBS News reports Trump says he did not go because of a busy schedule and sent a top aide instead. Tropical storm Dorian might become a Category 1 hurricane as soon as today, and Puerto Rico's governor is telling people to get ready because it could hit there by tomorrow night. For now, Tropical Storm Dorian passed by Barbados and is expected to hit St. Lucia early this morning as well. From there, it heads towards Puerto Rico, where people are already preparing. CNN says schools have even delayed classes to give people more time to get ready before Wednesday. And CBS News says South Florida should also be on the lookout. There's a chance Dorian will bring storms there by the weekend. Dorian is the fourth named storm this hurricane season. A big win for Serena Williams in the first round of this year's U.S. Open. She beat five-time Grand Slam champion Maria Sharapova in less than an hour. ESPN reports Williams has now beat Sharapova in 19 straight matches. Williams says every time the two face off, quote, "I just bring out some of my best tennis." Serena Williams is getting another chance to win a record-tying 24th Grand Slam title, but the U.S. Open is not over yet. Her sister Venus Williams is also in the tournament and won yesterday as well. At 39, Venus is the oldest woman in the women's singles draw, and Coco Gauff is the youngest at just 15 years old. All right, more news ahead, but first, thank you to our sponsor today, Blinkist. We're all busy people, right? It can be hard to find the time to sit down and read or learn more about something. Well, Blinkist just made it faster and easier. Blinkist is the only app that takes the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books and breaks them down for you into just 15 minutes. From self-help to business to history, and the massive library is always growing. 8 million people are already using Blinkist, including me. I love learning new things, so Blinkist lets me fast-track my way to more information and self-improvement, and even gives me the choice to either read or you can listen. And when you sign up, I highly recommend checking out Factfulness. I read it on Blinkist, and it quickly explains how our world is actually doing better than you might think. Other great and popular books include Start With Why by Simon Sinek. And right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. You can go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. A new messaging app is in the works for Instagram. It's called Threads, and The Verge says it could be a companion to the main Instagram app. Facebook, which owns Instagram, is testing it now. Threads apparently invites users to automatically share their location and battery life with their close list of friends on Instagram, and then it's also a typical messaging app for things like text, photos, and videos. It could mean even more competition to Snapchat. For now, this is just a test, so no word yet on when it might roll out to the public. KFC is the latest fast food chain to start offering plant-based meatless meat. The restaurant chain is working with the company Beyond Meat to test so-called fried chicken. That, of course, is not really chicken. So for now, KFC's Beyond Fried Chicken will be available in Atlanta only. But if customers like it, KFC says it may test it at other locations or launch it across the country. CNBC says it's important to note that the meatless chicken will be fried in the same fryers as regular chicken, so it may not be the best option for vegans and vegetarians. KFC says it's more for people who are trying to cut back on their meat intake. By the way, Beyond Meat is already working with Subway, Dunkin' Donuts, and Del Taco. Yes, it's that time of year for pumpkin spice flavors, and today a new pumpkin spice option is coming to Starbucks. This is Starbucks' first new pumpkin drink in 16 years, by the way, joining its famous fan favorite, the pumpkin spice latte. Time says the new drink is called the Pumpkin Cream Cold Brew. It starts with cold brew, of course, then add some vanilla and top it with pumpkin cream, cold foam, and a dusting of pumpkin spice. The coffee company says they wanted to combine two of its customers' favorite things, pumpkin spice and cold brew. By the way, people say Starbucks also released its first pumpkin spice latte creamer last month, and it's rolling out pumpkin spice K-cups, ground coffee, and cookie straws. Of course, Starbucks is not the only one to offer the favorite fall flavor. Others like Dunkin', Pete's, 7-Eleven, and Dairy Queen also have pumpkin spice items either available now or coming soon. Actress Viola Davis will play former First Lady Michelle Obama in the new series First Ladies. Variety says the series about First Ladies will focus on their personal and political lives throughout history. Season 1 will feature Michelle Obama, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Betty Ford. The hour-long shows will air on Showtime, but there's no release date just yet. In other entertainment news, Eddie Murphy is returning to Saturday Night Live for the first time in 35 years. Entertainment Weekly says he'll host the show in December. He hasn't been on SNL since 1984 when he left to pursue his movie career. SNL starts its 45th season next month. And finally, here are a few highlights from the MTV Video Music Awards that were on last night. The Hollywood Reporter says Taylor Swift won big with Best Video of the Year and Video for Good, and she used her moments on stage to talk politics. She showed her support for the Equality Act that would help protect against discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity, and she criticized the White House for not addressing her Change.org petition with 500,000 signatures about the issue. And rapper Missy Elliott became the first female rapper to get the Video Vanguard Award. Comedian Sebastian Maniscalco hosted this year's VMAs. You can see more highlights and see some of the performances in today's show notes. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories we mentioned in this episode right in your podcast app or over on thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.